fighting the good fight of faith. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our pastor and teacher, Chris Gordon.
Well, grateful that you have tuned in today to this Friday session of Abounding Grace Radio. And I was thinking the other day that in my whole time of doing Abounding Grace Radio, I've never really sat down and explained to you the rationale of the program, why we're doing what we're doing, to give you some of the history and some of the encouraging letters that have come to us to at Abounding Grace Radio. And as you know, this is a very unique ministry. It's something that I believe is extremely needed for our time. And we are so grateful for all of you who support Abounding Grace, who've wrote to us, who encourage us. What we're doing as of recent is really an exciting new adventure in trying to advance the program and grow the program to reach potentially thousands of people with the gospel of Christ. Let me just tell you a little bit about our history. When I moved to Linden, Washington, oh boy, it's almost 8 years now, I always had the desire of wanting to do a better job with local outreach. We really are good at Christian churches in North America at sending money away to far countries for missionaries, and we should do that. But what do we really do locally? We need to think a little bit more unconventionally today. There's the door-to-door method, of course, for evangelism. I used to do that. There are conferences and events that we can host, but I was particularly turned on to radio when I visited Cary 55 AM years ago and stood in their production studio and looked out over the mountains of BC, and there in line, looking at those mountains, were these towers. And in one spot, I thought to myself, you can potentially reach millions of people in this area with the gospel. I wonder what the Apostle Paul would have thought about such an opportunity. He traveled from city to city, teaching and preaching, and that should be always something that we invest in. But to have the opportunity to sit in one place and speak to someone in their kitchen by them turning on a knob is an amazing act of God's mercy. So recognizing this opportunity years ago, probably six years ago now, the church where I pastored, the Linden United Reformed Church, wanted to support this. So we began airing sermons, and there was some response, but we found that sermons were difficult to air on the radio. There were long pauses and extensive editing that needed to be done and just rotating audiences. So we went to the daily format back in 2007, and we have aired 15-minute programs now on Cary today, three times daily. This was a more kind of chatty, personal, down-to-earth way of doing it, practical, wanting to connect with you, the hearer, in daily speech and lingo as listeners are going about their days. It's really worked well. Well, about a year ago, we as a church moved the program to be overseen by its own board. And I have been presenting this to you now for the past months. And this has been very important. Now we have a new board of directors, and here we are. We now are in your hands, if you will. We need your support to keep this going. And there's so much potential with Abounding Grace Radio. We have the long-term goal of syndicating the program and airing it more broadly across the United States and here in this opportunity to get it up even into Canada for many of you Canadian listeners. Why is this needed? Well, this is not just your average radio program. It has a different kind of goal. I want you to listen to our mission statement at Abounding Grace Radio. We are a Christian radio broadcasting ministry committed to historic Protestant Reformation theology and the message of salvation by grace through faith alone. And here's our real focus of the mission statement. We teach the gospel of Jesus Christ from all of Scripture as a witness to those who do not believe and to strengthen believers in the truth of God's Word, the Bible. This is a very important mission statement for us. We desire that all listeners would come to know the saving power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you notice our two aims at Abounding Grace Radio? The first is, to witness to those who do not believe. This is obviously something that's very important with the Great Commission. Jesus told us to go out and make disciples of all nations. The challenge with the Great Commission today is that we don't leave them out there. This has been the problem. Everyone talks today about getting out there and getting to work, but what's the goal to that? Evangelism has been correctly defined as one beggar showing another beggar where he found bread. Too much evangelism to the lost today goes out to reach the lost and then leaves the lost where they found them. The goal at Abounding Grace Radio is to bring them into the church. This is Paul's command to preach the word in season, out of season. We have a high view of this at Abounding Grace. We don't replace the church. This ministry is not a replacement to the church. It's an aid to bring in and reach the lost that they would come into the church. That's one of our primary goals. But this is where most Christian radio stops, at least as I have heard it. This is where evangelism stops, as I've seen it done. Here's where Abounding Grace Radio has tried to do something a little bit different. The second part of our mission statement says this: to strengthen believers in the truth of God's Word, the Bible. You know what we're experiencing over and over today? It's that we are in a spiritual wasteland. One of my favorite stories came from Donald Gray Barnhouse, who years ago had a radio program in Philadelphia. And he described Satan's ideal city. "What would Satan's ideal city look like?" said Barnhouse. "Well, it would be a city full of churches, packed out every Sunday, children nicely dressed, respectable, parents working hard, all coming to church on Sunday. And in that city, in all of these churches, the gospel not being preached." I live in a city that is full of churches. I shiver at Barnhouse's story. It's a powerful story. It's an interesting time in which we live, dear listener. We're living in what I believe is kind of a post-Christian culture. In other words, anyone who stands up today with a sign warning of judgment to come is considered to be a nut. No one takes Christianity's call seriously anymore. We've had too many Harold Campings, too many Jimmy Swaggerts, too many Benny Hinn's, too many goofy evangelists who've gotten in all sorts of trouble. And then add to the dynamic that we're so overchurched, in some ways overexposed to Christianity, it's not having effect on people anymore. And the reason for that is not that it's bad that there's a church on every corner. The reason is because Christianity today has been stripped of all of its doctrinal content. The Christianity people are introduced to today is entertainment driven and only ends up dealing with symptoms. It's built around the wants of what people want who are drenched in a consumerist society. Honestly, church today is offered this way, that God is marketed like a product for your consumption. You have a problem, you're tired of playing church. Has legalism beat you down? Do you want real life-giving worship? Need a mentor, a life coach, a recovery step program, addiction released? Need a prayer partner? What about concern for your teenager? You name it, we got a program for you. This is how the church has pitched itself. And in the process, it's presented the idea to people that their greatest need is just to fix their outer circumstances. And in that way, Christianity today is only treating symptoms. It's not getting to the heart of people's real problem. I've always said that. We don't determine what people need. The people don't determine that need. The pastor doesn't. God does. And what is our greatest need? Christianity declares that we need to be saved from the wrath of God because of our sins, and that the wonderful news of the Christian gospel is that God supplies this need through the righteousness of His Son, so that our message is that we are saved by God from God. This message gives new birth to the heart when it's applied by the powerful Holy Spirit. Why am I rehearsing this today, dear listener? It's because so many already Christians are spiritually starving. They're not getting the gospel. We are in the days of what Amos described. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread nor thirst for water, but of the hearing of the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but shall not find it. Can you have a famine with the bread in your hands? Chew on that today, dear listener. We have Bibles and all kinds of leather and all kinds of study editions, and who knows it? Paul warned about this, that in the last time people will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. What's the goal of Abounding Grace? We need to start thinking today of ministry as a recovery mission also for the reached. Abounding Grace is seeking to help already Christians who are being exposed to such a downgrade they don't even know the basics of the Christian faith anymore, to understand what we believe and why we believe it, and to test the spirits to see whether they be of God. Because many false teachers have gone out into the world, there is nothing more important today than getting this truth out. I'm going to read a couple letters here in closing of listeners. And you know, in all the letters I get from Abounding Grace, these are already dear Christians. I'm not going to mention their names, and what a blessing these letters have been to us. But they are already Christians struggling in what I have described for you. So I want to read a couple, and I want you to think about it. Hi, Pastor Chris. I just wanted to say thank you for your radio messages. I've been a Christian all my life, but in the last few years, I've had a hunger like never before for truth and accurate biblical teaching. It almost consumes me sometimes, but I think that's okay. I live across the border, the Bible Belt, but it's very hard to find a church that hasn't succumbed to emergent influence. Presently, I attend a church that's quite contemporary, but they show all the signs of an emergent-leaning church, such as never mentioning the words repentance, sin, hell, holiness. Strongly influenced by megachurch thought like Willow Creek, 40 Days of Purpose, etc. When missions is mentioned, it's never about spreading the gospel. Instead, it's only about feeding the hungry, building structures, teaching academics. Good stuff, but only part of the actual goal. Anyway, I could go on. I can tell by listening to you, you're aware of these issues, and I want to encourage you in the fact that you are a light on the hilltop, and the word you are preaching will not return void. Let me give you one more just to consider today. Good afternoon, Pastor. I thought I would send you just an email letting you know how much I've enjoyed listening to Abounding Grace these past weeks. I've spent my entire life in the Mormon church, but have drifted away these past few years. On the holidays in December, a bus driver spoke with me about the real meaning of Christmas, and among several things suggested I listen to your radio program. I also started visiting a Christian church in my neighborhood and exploring what a real walk with God would entail. Yesterday, with two of the pastors of that church, I accepted Christ. I just wanted to thank you for the role your radio program has played in making this decision. I had never before thought that one could be a Christian and receive salvation without first being well on the way to perfection. Mormons call it perfecting the saints. I had never before realized that one can come to Christ all messy and broken, and that there is nothing we can do to be worthy of God's grace. Dear listener, these are the kind of letters I get. Christians crying out because they're getting nothing, or those exposed to false teachings, and they want the truth of the gospel. We're doing this for you. We want the truth of God's word to be heard and loved so that a great number of people would come in, support us, help us, that we might get this gospel, the pearl of great price, out to the masses. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministries. We are a listener-supported program. Write to us, Abounding Grace Radio, P.O. Box 732, Linden, Washington, 98264. You can donate online at agradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and all of its glory continue to richly bless you.